sure.
That's due to Mr. Decker. He's going to be talking about live stream. Commissioner Decker.
I don't know whether I should stand here or stand up.
Whatever you prefer.
So during Christmas, New Year's break, I had an occasion to visit with several folks. Is that back there okay? I can't. Can you hear it back there?
I can. Okay.
Thank you. I could stand closer. And so the question to me was, why do you have meetings when you have them? And my answer to that was because that's how it's always been, and that's just how it works. And so the live streaming issue became a conversation part, which I know very little about. So I did a little bit of research on it with a couple other folks, my wife included, that helped me reach out, and that's why it's called Project Reach Out. And I'm not going to take the time to read it because I think most everybody here has got a copy of this. But basically what it amounts to is, from a standpoint of expense, it's very minimal. I've been in touch with Dan Dockstetter, who's the guy that does the SBI stuff with the basketball and the football programs and the state playoffs in Laramie. He tells me that a camera that would work into this room will cost somewhere around $500. That's hardly anything. I don't know what all the other stuff is, but Dan also tells me that it can be set up on YouTube. Is that what it is? YouTube?
Oh, I'm sure.
Or Facebook?
Once it's digital, it can do anything.
Initially, there would obviously be some other expenses involved in that. But Mr. Dockstetter here again says he thinks the whole thing could be done for $1,500 to $2,000. I think it's something that, as a commission, we need to look into to see how it would impact the community, if you would, if they would be receptive of it. And as you can see in some of this information that I was able to come up with, I didn't realize people spend 10 hours a day on these things, but apparently they do. And that's the way you can communicate today, is on these iPhones. So I would ask this commission today to authorize our IT person to look into this to see, in fact, what it would require to set up on a very minimal basis a live screening of the commissioner's meeting. And if it turns out to be accepted by the public, then we could, as time dictates, look into more of an upgraded system if that is so desired. So with that, that's where I'm at here today, is to ask for the authorization for Mike Christie to look into this, see what it's going to take time-wise and expense-wise, and then come back perhaps at our next meeting with some numbers. So there you go.
To add to that, our conversation about not being able to hear the lapel mics or whatever that kind of incorporates into this.
I was thinking Andre would be the person to talk to about lapel mics.
Yeah, I don't think it would hurt for both of them to be engaged.
But to Mr. Vickery's concern and question, I think it would be very acceptable to move forward and talk to Mike to see what it would take to initiate such a program in terms of cost, availability, and so on. So please do, unless you guys have any other direction, and then maybe he can report to us at the next meeting.
Right, well, I appreciate that. Joel?
I have no problem with it.
I think it'd be a positive thing because the town has their meetings in here. They could use the same hardware, possibly.
Mr. Chairman, I agree. I think it's a great idea to look into it with Mike, but I also would like the time frame to be able to talk to some people to see what they think. Would they use it? Whether it be a live feed, or does it go on YouTube, and can they watch it tonight at 10 o'clock? I have absolutely no idea, but I think it would serve the public to know what's going on. Today's meeting that we had, that we just finished, is a prime example of, there were no decisions made today. but there was good discussion.
Yeah. Well, I think Commissioner Rauhauser on there, on engaging the residents, I mean, we've got all sorts of ways we can get the information out to let folks know, hey, this is what we're going to try to do. Tune in and let's get the feedback to see if you want us to go forward or not. Because quite frankly, if it's something that nobody's going to take advantage of, then why go forward with it?
So I think you got your okay, just move forward and see if you can give us a report. And as you stated in your outline, we'll be able to measure it down the road to see if it's being utilized or not and whether to go forward. I think the initial concern is trying to get together the cost of getting this underway. So
okay, we'll appreciate that.
Look forward to hearing from Mike at the next meeting.
Thank you for that.
Okay. Is there any other business? We're past public comment, but I guess we'll give you another shot. Going once, twice.
quit. I'll just make it public comments I have at the last two meetings. I think live streaming would be great because you wouldn't get to see me here personally because I would just listen to you at home in my pajamas with my coffee. Maybe a little bit of Bailey's.
Okay.
So that was good.
Well, good.
So think of that as...
You know, the only concern I have... And it's really not a detriment to the whole project, is unfortunately for folks like myself, I can't live stream anything. I can't even get Netflix or look at the movie previews. It's because we don't have the capability. But I do understand the concept, and I do would like to move forward with it.
I failed to mention that All West was also got some CAF-2 grant funding. And they're moving into everything west of 191.
That would be me.
Sorry.
No,
west. East, sorry.
East. That would be me.
East is Joel.
No.
You mean mine?
Yeah, Joel is pretty
improved.
You're right.
They got CAF 2 funding for...
What is CAF 2 funding?
That's what unions...
Who's on first?
It's a whole bunch of federal money.
What's on third?
Yeah.
If there's no more public comment, we'll officially close this meeting. Thank you very much. It's been a long day.
Sure. No, it hasn't.
We may need...
You know, did you shut that thing off?
I will now.